Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, let's go right back out to the Hall and Capitis fan hotline where we find our friend Jim Colony. Jim, how are you today?
Morning, Joe, and you too.
Huh. That's all right. I'm used to it.
Riff on Ken.
I'm used to it.
I heard that.
No respect. Ron, how far back do you go with Ken Campbell? My goodness.
I don't actually know Ken Campbell. I don't have any relationship with him. I think
became don't.
Painfully obvious during that interview.
I would have thought that you'd cross paths with him in, what, 91, 92?
Oh, I might have crossed paths, since. But I crossed paths with a lot of people. I didn't know Ken. Well, so, but that was pretty insulting.
That's just disrespect.
I'll take it as such, but I'll live. I've been disrespected.
That's okay,
by
Ron.
Better.
You're still our guy. Yeah, you're
you
still our guy.
You want me to get in touch with him, Ron? Ron, do you want me to contact him and let him know that you were hurt by this?
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Jim, I got nothing. Right. Is there something you want to talk about today?
Well, I'm looking at an empty seat here in Washington on my computer screen because Sully's going to be meeting with the media here in just a little bit. So maybe we'll get a little bit more definition regarding Jason Zucker's injury. I don't imagine the news is going to be all that great. He was still holding out hope for good news. You know, he said maybe, depending on how, you know, the news is, that, you know, we'll find out how long he's going to be out here. But and your boy Vanacek is going to start in goal again tonight for Washington. The Penguins have beaten him two straight times. I'll take that back. But I think this is a pretty good game tonight. And I'm looking forward to the trickle down effect with Zach Aston-Reese, who appears to be a little bit of a different player this year. I think he's the same player, but he's a little slimmer. He's eating better. His shoulder is good. And so far, he's been pretty productive. And not only that, but since he's returned to the lineup, the Penguins' penalty kill doesn't completely stink, especially against Washington. So I think he's added a little bit. And if he gets a slightly larger role here, I'm interested to see how that goes.
Well, this Zucker injury didn't look good, did it? I think we knew that at the time when it happened. And I think the player, they always know. You could tell the reaction on the bench. He seems to it's fit in probably better off the ice maybe than he has on the ice. Those players took it pretty hard.
Yeah, you know, Ron, it's weird. And, well, both of you guys know that one of the, you know, it's not like we're jock sniffers or anything like that, but it is a benefit in the jobs that we do to be able to just kind of talk to guys. And I don't even – I might have spoken to Zucker twice after he came over to the team, and then I went down to spring training – and then by the time I came back, we haven't, you know, talked to players personally in any sport since. So it's difficult for us to get a feel for what he means. And yet, you know, you can just tell, like you said, and I don't know if you can equate that to a non-contact injury, but it wasn't like a brutal hit. It was just like an accidental, you know, you skate-to-skate thing. And then he got the worst of it. And so we'll find out how severe it is. But he is... For a new guy on the team, you know, he's not one of the captains. He doesn't wear a letter, and yet he has that kind of respect in the locker room. And so he'll be missed. He'll be around. But the thing is, players, how many times have players told us that when they're even when they're around the team and they're rehabbing, if they're not playing, they just don't feel like they're part of it. But hopefully he'll still have a little bit of off ice. Good guy to have in the room influence, even when he's hurt.
Hold the phone here, horse number two. I just typed your name and Boston Celtics. Your name and Boston Celtics into Google, because I love when we have your Celtic talk from the 80s, because you covered that team. And what comes up but a feature story on you from 2006? It's full circle for Jim Colony from the Rutland Herald. Is this Rutland, Maine?
Is that my man Bones, Tom Haley, wrote that story?
This is unbelievable. Here's the lead to the story. Super Sunday is party Sunday. It's drinks, hors d'oeuvres, and good company. The Sports Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh sounds like a place for a pretty good party. That's where you will find Jim Colony. But it will be as much work as party for the sports personality at Pittsburgh radio station WTAE. He will be there to participate at the station's pregame show. Then it gets into your whole life. I mean, what you've done, what you had done to that point. It talks about you pounding on the steering wheel and singing as you're driving around New Hampshire. This is unbelievable, horse. I've never had a feature story on me. Ron, have you?
No, hell no. We're not famous.
It's the Rutland Herald. It's in the middle of Vermont, or southern Vermont, actually. But, Tom's a good dude. He must have been a slow news day in Rutland, Vermont, the Southern Vermont League competition at that time of year. Well, it's April, right? They can't really start playing baseball in New England in April. It's mud season still. So I guess he had nothing to write about that day.
I mean, I'm reading the
story. What did you want to talk about with the Celtics then?
Well, no, forget the Celtics. One of his most memorable moments in broadcasting, one of Colony's most memorable moments, came when he was delivering play-by-play for the Springfield station of a basketball game in Claremont, New Hampshire, between Stevens and Fall Mountain. What happened in that game?
Yep. My color man stopped talking, Mike Eno.
Kind of like us.
I was like, yes. This is like the first year I'm doing games. And so it was a really good game, as I recall. And it's like, I mean, it actually, that gym was a little bit like in Hoosiers. If you remember when they played, I think it was Cedar Knob, and Raid Butcher punched the guy on the other team. Because they had like a balcony where people were in a balcony watching. And that's where it was at that gym. Because I remember playing in that gym a few years before that, actually. But my color man just stopped talking. And so we went to between quarters, and I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Why aren't you saying anything?" He goes, "I'm just enjoying listening to you call this game. This is a great game," and I took that as a great compliment. So that's that story. People in Pittsburgh don't care about this crap, Joe.
I think they do. I know I do. Ron, any questions for Jim on his?
No, I don't really care about it. I'm with Colony on this one. Yeah. I don't give a damn about his broadcasting career wherever, Vermont or New England or wherever the hell it was. I don't really care. No offense, not to be critical.
Well, Ron, I'm just trying to steer this into a more, I'm quite honestly, though, I'm glad we're not talking about Ben for a change, at least for a little bit. But it's, what else is there here?
Color analyst decided that in the middle of a great game, he would just stop talking about the game.
Well, he just didn't have anything to add. He was really good. I mean, he was Mike was an excellent player.
That's the definition of his job, is to add something as a color analyst, right?
Right, but it's radio, and in radio, the play-by-play guy actually should be the main attraction, because you're describing the action for people that can't see it. If you're on television, it's exactly the opposite, where a play-by-play guy needs to be like Ray Scott. I mean, these are old references, but Ray Scott or Pat Summerall, who just say the name of a player as the action is unfolding, and then the analyst breaks down the action afterwards. And on radio, it's exactly the opposite. Being a color, being an analyst on the radio is actually hard, because I'll use Phil Bork as an example, because hockey is so fast, and it takes to describe the action, you know, whether it's Mike Lang or Josh Getzoff, who's excellent, by the way, that you have to paint the picture for the listener. You have to tell them what's going on and set everything and where things are happening. And so Borky only has – he really only has about 4 or 5 seconds to make a point. And that's a hard thing to learn. And he's learned it very well. So, you know, that's what – so there's a little radio – I don't know, maybe 102. That might be slightly ahead of radio 101.
Go ahead, Joe. I think we're about out of time.
You
got anything
speechless.
Else?
Sully still hasn't started talking yet.
Joe, you've done a really good job with this interview.
Anything.
I'm just letting you take
hold
it over.
Hold on a second here. Hold on. We've had many moments of silence in this interview. Horst tells me he's done play-by-play with you. Horst, number two? Another moment of silence.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did a couple of years ago. No, a couple of years ago for KDKA Radio. That was probably the game where I couldn't see because the uniform, I think it might have been if it was West Allegheny and Upper St. Clair.
Always nice to call a game when you can't see it. That's always nice.
No, what if you did a game
rush
with that analyst where you couldn't see the game and he didn't want to talk? That would have made for a hell of a call.
You just would have had to use your imagination, Joe. Actually, I think we ended up doing, I think it was NA and Central is what we did. But it was hard to see through the glass and the I just, my eyes aren't what they once were. I tried to explain that to people. I said, I can't see well enough to do this. And yet, apparently they were desperate. So I got the call for a couple of games.
With Joe Kopp on doing what?
He did an excellent job. And he was called in on short notice. Because Coach Johnny Lee wasn't doing well at the time, and so he had to call off sick kind of at the last minute, and Joe stepped up and delivered.
He always does.
Ron, did you know what,
his experience?
Did you know anything
right.
about this?
I remember it vaguely, but I know Joe. He's a trooper, and he delivers.
All right. Well, Jim, I'm sorry this interview went off the rails. There were lots of awkward moments of silence, but I enjoyed it actually, and I thank you for coming on.
I'm glad you did.
Thank you, Jim.
You too. See you guys. Bye, Joe.
Oh, Ron, that thing went off the rails in a hurry. I don't know. I guess I wasn't prepared. I just wanted to have fun. And in the end, I did. I mean, I'm genuinely laughing here. I don't really care what anyone else thinks of the interview. You?
No, I just enjoyed watching you work. It was a thing of beauty.
It really was. To win tickets to the world premiere of Coming to America, be one of the first people to view Coming to America, the highly anticipated sequel to Eddie Murphy's hit film. Enter for your chance to see an advanced virtual screening on March 4th. Register now at 937thefan.com/contest. Can you imagine Colony not being able to see calling the game with that guy from the Rutland Herald who didn't want to comment on the game? That would make That would make
it's
for
tough
a hell
to
of a
broadcast
call.
Something when you can't see it. That's for sure. Hard thing to do. But Colony's a pro. I'm sure he adjusted.
Coming up, huge news for our show, Ron. Huge news for Cook and Joe. That horse just delivered to me. I'll deliver it to all of you next on Cook and Joe.
No problem, Joe. You too. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.